Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Consider tripinsurance.com to cover your next cruise investment. Buy direct from the leading insurers and save up to 40% or more on comparable plans from the other sites. Get a quote today and save from tripinsurance.com.
This is not another cruise line. This is Carnival. Only the people in this room can say they saw Lynn Arison name this ship. We're going to please take the ribbon. Lynn, if you would take the captain's hand. I'm going to ask the audience to count to three. And on three, they will pull the bottle. You will see the bottle break against the side of the ship. And this vessel will become the Carnival Sunshine. Lynn, would you please give the blessing?
I now name this vessel Carnival Sunshine.
Here we go. Count to three with me. One, two, three. Pull! Ladies and gentlemen, the Carnival Sunshine!
Okay, stand by.
Broadcasting from the TripInsurance.com mobile studios aboard the brand new Carnival Sunshine. This is Cruise Radio.
We are here in New Orleans for the christening of Carnival Sunshine, a christening that was done in full New Orleans style. In fact, the Saints won earlier today, so we couldn't have asked for a better day. On this show, we'll have Senior Cruise Director John Heald. He'll stop by. CEO Jerry Cahill will drop by. And we'll get some overall thoughts of the christening and of Carnival Sunshine. Now, just a refresher, Carnival Sunshine was first launched as Carnival Destiny back in 1996. Earlier this year, she underwent a $155 million renovation and resurfaced as, well, yeah, Carnival Sunshine. Now, she was christened today by Miss Arison, that's the wife of late Ted Arison, founder of Carnival Cruise Lines, during a huge Mardi Gras-like celebration. It was actually really cool. And, during the christening ceremony, Carnival Cruise Lines also made a donation of $25,000 each to the Young Arts and the New World Symphony. Now, that's founded by the Arisons as well. And speaking of, just off the stage, Godmother Lynn Arison, welcome to Cruise Radio, Miss Arison.
Hello there. Very nice to be with you.
So you were here today to christen Carnival Sunshine, and you've impacted so many young lives. That must be so rewarding.
It's so rewarding when I see how talented they are. Like they performed tonight, everybody was taken aback. Overwhelmed.
It was so amazing. And ships have come a long way since 1996, since you christened Carnival Destiny. How does it feel to do it today?
I don't know what's in the guts of it. I don't know technically what's changed, but I know that it feels marvelous to walk around. All the different places are set up in such a way that it's comfortable and it's exciting and it's a surprise every time you turn a corner.
Are you impressed how far cruise ships have come?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You were here on the ship in 1996. What do you think of the major changes? Because basically they gutted this whole ship and built a new one. It must be pretty cool for you.
It's very cool because of the different spaces. They've taken this enormous space and they've divided it up into many spaces that are surprising.
Right.
As you turn the corner, everything's so interesting, and the colors are very lovely.
Yeah, they are beautiful. Miss Arison, godmother of Carnival Sunshine, thank you so much for being on Cruise Radio.
It was a pleasure.
Senior Cruise Director at Carnival Cruise Lines, John Heald. You've been crazy busy, man. How you been?
It's always good to be home. It's always good to be back with you.
Please tell me you were 30 years old when you brought out Carnival Destiny. Is that true?
Yes. Yeah, I was 30 years old. I had been cruise director then for 5 years. It was my third new ship and many incredible memories of that time.
What do you think of the changes?
Extraordinary. I mean, Jerry mentioned it earlier, our president, that people who were on the Destiny come on here and get lost. And it's impossible for me to imagine what was here when you see what's here now. I think they're stunning changes. I really love them.
Well, for our listeners who may not know, Carnival Sunshine has a lot of the Funship 2.0 changes, and kind of just briefly touch on what is Funship 2.0.
The 2.0 is the enhancement of branded areas, everything from where we're standing doing this now, leaning against a pole in the Ocean Plaza, and I mean that structurally, not that there's a Polish gentleman that I'm leaning on. Right across we can see the Alchemy Bar. This is where you can have made-to-measure your own branded cocktails, the Red Frog Pub. There are new dining areas here, the Shake Spot, new shows. It's just a whole enhancement of everything what we do fun-wise.
What do you, John Hill, think the big draw is of Carnival Sunshine?
I think there are two things. I think the fact that we've put so much effort into the new fun areas, but there is one common denominator from the Sunshine for all of our ships, and I still believe that's the crew. The crew are the iconic feature of every one of our ships.
What's your personal favorite venue on board?
Well, I'm a huge lover of the open deck. I think what we've done with the, you know, this is the first water park we've done and swimming pools that have fresh water. Fresh water. I mean, we've always, you know, used the seawater and with all the different cleaning effects that we do, but this is pure fresh water, and the water slide is heated to 82 degrees Celsius.
Did I see a three-story waterfall on the front of the ship?
No, you obviously had a few too many. Oh, no, there is. Sorry. Yes, there is. Yes, three-story waterfall on the Serenity, our largest adult deck on any of the ships, and that waterfall cascading down into the pool is stunning.
I'm going to get Barbara Walters on you for a second. What's on John's bucket list?
Megan Fox. Oh, so traveling? I hope to keep doing this a little bit. I'm actually writing, going to start my book. I'm going to write a book, which Carnival's going to help me publish.
Nice.
Travel-wise, I want to keep doing this a little bit. I'm doing Alaska for the first time. You know, I've never done Alaska ever in 26 years. So I'll be on the Carnival Miracle doing Alaska. And then I hope we'll be back in Europe sometime soon.
Well, God bless you, man. Good seeing you. John Heald, Senior Cruise Director here at Carnival Cruise Lines. Thank you so much for being on Cruise Radio.
It's an honor to be here, as always, with you.
Pleasure to have Nancy Schroeder from the Family Travel Network here on Cruise Radio. Nancy, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much, Doug. It's always so great to be here.
What do you think makes Carnival Sunshine such a great fit for New Orleans?
You know, when you think about New Orleans, the Big Easy, you think about active, fun, spirited, people having just a great time. And when you think about the Carnival Sunshine and you look at what it offers active, fun, spirited vacations, things that are great for everybody. So obviously, it's a great match. The other thing that's really wonderful is New Orleans offers so much for people to come and spend pre and post. And so I imagine that a large percentage of people who come to cruise on the Carnival Sunshine are going to spend time pre and post in New Orleans, which will be great. It's just a great drive-to vacation, too.
And they've also ramped up their kid program on board, I understand, like some 25% is...
Yeah, and that's exceptional. You know, Carnival carries over 700,000 kids per year, so it's, you know, one of the biggest cruise lines for families. And ramping up that additional space for kids is really important. That gives them the space to do much more with their kids, you know, teens and family programs as well. So with adding the additional cabins on, adding that additional space for kids and teens is fantastic.
You were walking around talking to families on board the ship, both this time and in the Med. What are some of the popular hotspots for kids?
Well, certainly the whole waterworks area with those incredible water slides is absolutely fantastic. The other thing that people really love, families really love, is Sports Square, because, you know, that's something that families can do together, the adults and the kids, or, you know, even the grandparents can sit below and watch and take pictures if they don't want to go, and it's certainly something grandparents can do anyway, but it's something that everybody can watch and have a good time with, and they really, really enjoy that. Hasbro, the game show, is a really fun family thing for everybody to do together. And one of the fun things about cruises for families is it's a great vacation where everybody can go off and do their own thing, but then all get together for meals and other family activities as well. And Carnival's a great one for that.
Very good. Nancy Schroeder with the Family Travel Network, found at familytravelnetwork.com. Thank you so much for being on Cruise Radio.
Thanks again, Doug.
Radio News, now trending at cruiseradio.net. For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now. 6 years?
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon.
It's not just a good idea to have travel insurance during the winter months or hurricane season. Every travel agent or travel expert we talk to says it is a very smart idea to always travel with travel insurance.
That's why you should check the folks out at tripinsurance.com. They have exclusive products from the leading travel insurers that you won't find anywhere else.
Yeah, they are the low-cost leader in travel insurance with savings up to 40% or more when you compare similar coverage from other sources.
What plan do you want to go with? Good, better, or best? They have coverage in all three categories that make it easy to find the right insurance plan for your budget.
You know what defines great customer service? Actually being able to talk to a human being. And they do that at tripinsurance.com. They are committed to great customer service with 24/7 telephone support before, during, and after your trip. You can also file claims online right on their website, and they keep you posted of any travel alerts that could affect your travels or safety at your destination. Check them out right now. tripinsurance.com.
What are your first thoughts on Carnival Sunshine? It's a newly refurbished ship. It came out in 1996 as Carnival Destiny.
Well, I never had the privilege of sailing on the Destiny, but my first impressions when I came on the Sunshine were very good. I like the lobby entrance area. It's very good. And the first thing I noticed was it was kind of a mini Breeze, and the fact that they had the uniforms that they used on the Breeze and the doors. They're trying to give you the more of the Caribbean feel on here, I think. I like the subdued colors a lot better. I really enjoyed a lot.
Here with Carnival Cruise Lines CEO Jerry Cale. Why is it every time you see me coming, you run away?
Because it's actually not running away. I smile and break into laughter when I see you because your questions are always so different than everybody else's.
We'll try to keep it quasi-serious here. Carnival Sunshine christened here last night in New Orleans. It must be a monumental event for you.
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, I'm really gassed about this whole thing because, you know, when you can take a ship that's 17 years old and make it as good as your newest ship,
right.
It's really a pretty exciting occasion. So, I mean, we've accomplished what we wanted to accomplish. We wanted to create different guest experiences for different kinds of guests throughout the ship. It's fun, it's memorable, and people are going to love to come here.
You kind of spearheaded this whole Las Vegas-y carnival look. You think it's attracting new customers?
Yes, it's very attractive, I think, to younger people. We specifically set up some of the areas so it would be attractive to some younger people, younger professionals.
Sure.
If you, the Alchemy Bar, right? It's a very sophisticated space. You don't necessarily think of that when you think of Carnival, but it is sophisticated, and it's very, very popular with young professionals and things like that. And a lot of the other spaces are very much targeted at people who have never gone on a cruise. We're trying to compete against land-based vacations, right?
You had 24 ships to make changes to. Why did you do Carnival Destiny?
We were ready to do a major refurbishment. When you're going to do a major refurbishment, it costs a lot of money.
Right.
And so we said, you know, we got to spend a lot of money anyway. Let's go for it, and let's make this thing really rock. And that's what we've done.
Very cool. And one more question for you. Why did you feel that Carnival Sunshine had to make its debut here in New Orleans?
You know, New Orleans is a great home port for us. One of the things that we like a lot is when you can get people who want to drive into the home port from good distances away because you can strip out the air costs.
Right.
And New Orleans is a great tourist destination on its own. So we thought by putting it here, we would attract people from across a good part of the Midwestern United States as well as some of the Eastern U.S. Carnival loves families. And there's a great family market around here, too.
Spoken like a true politician. CEO of Carnival Cruise Lines, Jerry Cale, thank you so much for being on Cruise Radio.
I always love doing it. Thanks a lot.
Joining us now on Cruise Radio is travel writer Chris Owen from ChrisCruises.com. And congrats on the big domain change there, man.
Oh, well, you know, just a thing to do.
What's your big takeaway here at the Pierside christening ceremony?
Well, just as we saw in the Mediterranean, they put all the elements of Funship 2.0 on the ship, and it's all great. It's all good stuff.
So we were on in the Med in July. Much change?
No, I don't see anything changed at all, as a matter of fact. I think this is going to be a great fit for the New Orleans market. It's a good drive market that people can come from miles around to sail on the Carnival Sunshine or Carnival Elation. Take their pick.
Here with Jim Barrett, Chief Marketing Officer of Carnival Cruise Lines. Jim, welcome to Cruise Radio, man.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Absolutely. Talk to us about this partnership with the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, so we just kicked it off yesterday during the 49ers Saints game at halftime and throughout the day, and we're the official cruise line of the Saints, which is, you know, as rabid of fans as you get, Saints fans. And so we're doing a number of things in the stadium. We're going to have billboards throughout the city, and then we'll do a bunch of things online with them as well. It's going to be really exciting.
Is that moving on to the 2014 season two?
Yeah, it carries through 14, and then we're going to evaluate it going forward. But we know when you want to reach people in New Orleans, one of their passion points is clearly the Saints.
Right.
And so this partnership is a great opportunity for us to reach them.
Carnival's been in New Orleans since 1994. Business must be going good for you, huh?
It is. It's really picking up. Actually, next year, as you said, will be our 20th year. It'll be our largest year, and we're continuing to add more capacity to the market. And one of the ways we've been able to do that is New Orleans being such a draw in and of itself. We're able to source guests from St. Louis and Memphis and throughout the Midwest. So it's been a very good market for us.
What itineraries is Carnival Sunshine going to do here in New Orleans?
Yep. So we're going to have 3 7-day itineraries. One does the Florida and Bahamas, and then we're going to have 2 variations of a Western Caribbean. So plenty of sun and fun and a few different ports to try coming out of New Orleans, plus a little pre or post in New Orleans as well.
Chief Marketing Officer for Carnival Cruise Lines, Jim Barrett, thank you so much for being on Cruise Radio, bud.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Here with the lovely and talented editor and chief of Vacation Agent Magazine, Teresa Norton Masick. Teresa, welcome to Cruise Radio.
Oh, it's always my pleasure, Doug.
So what was your first impressions of Carnival Sunshine? You haven't sailed it since Destiny.
That's right, and that was quite a few years ago. Mm-hmm. My first impression was how much the atrium area, for example, has been lightened up. You know, back in the 90s, Carnival built ships with a lot of dark-colored neon, you know, dark
Vegas-y.
Lights, blue, very Vegas-y. Neon, purple and black, and now it's a much lighter, more neutral tones, brighter colors, just lighter and brighter, as befitting its name, Carnival Sunshine.
Yeah, definitely, and you had an amazing ship tour yesterday that I gave you. What were some of your favorite public areas on Sunshine?
Well, the best part of my ship tour was my guide, I have to say.
Well, we stopped at every bar, so it only made it... They've only made it right.
I know one of your favorite spots is the Alchemy Bar.
Oh, yeah?
This is the bar that sort of presents itself as the drugstore or the pharmacy to cure what ails you. And they do meticulous mixing of fancy cocktails with unique ingredients. It's really kind of fun.
Teresa Norton Masick, thank you so much for being on Cruise Radio. I really appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate you too, Doug.
Are my sincerity workshops paying off?
Yes, I bought it hook, line, and sinker.
So at this point, you may be wondering, what is this Alchemy Bar? John Heald was talking about it. Teresa was just talking about it. Well, I'm sitting here at the Alchemy Bar now with the master mixologist on board Carnival Sunshine. He is the alchemist, I guess you would call him, Daniel. Daniel, welcome to Cruise Radio, man.
Happy to be here.
Give us the concept behind the Alchemy Bar.
The Alchemy Bar, it's a 19th century vintage cocktail bar. That means we try to do everything in old school with fresh ingredients and a lot of interesting techniques. Also, in the same time, it has a concept of an old school pharmacy. You know, when back in the days, people was creating concoctions for your illness.
Yeah.
Before we had a pill for everything.
Right.
And we try to do almost the same thing. We try to create unique drinks and offer a great experience to our guests.
I noticed last night you had a prescription pad you were handing to your customers. What is that all about?
Oh, that's the best part about Alchemy. That's the moment when I get challenged every day. Because the prescription pad, it's actually offering the opportunity to our guests to create a personalized drink, to create their custom martinis. And we try to figure it out and balance those ingredients to find the perfect prescription,
right,
because we're almost doctors.
Now, you look very official with your white coat standing behind the Alchemy Bar. Has anybody ever thought you were like an actual doctor or pharmacist?
Yes.
I figured.
Actually, I had... I had a case when somebody was asking me, so can I get some concoctions for my my headache? I was like, yeah, I can try to make something with alcohol, you know. I make actually cocktails. I'm not a real doctor.
That'll be $150 down in the infirmary for those. Your most popular drink here?
The most popular drink from the menu is definitely the Cucumber Sunrise. It has two wheels of cucumber muddled together with vodka, and watermelon syrup. In addition, we add some orange juice and a squeeze of lime. It's fresh. It's refreshing, actually, and it's that kind of drink which you can drink it all day long on a beach. And we are always in the nice weather. It fits perfectly.
Right. Rock on, the master mixologist here at the Alchemy Bar on Carnival Sunshine. Daniel, thank you so much for being on Cruise Radio, and good seeing you, man.
Thank you very much, Doug. It was a pleasure, and enjoy life.
All right, that'll do it. If you want to see more of the photos and coverage of the christening event and all things Carnival Sunshine, head to cruiseradio.net or check out our Facebook page at facebook.com/cruiseradio. And don't forget, we have an app. You can find it in the Android and iTunes store. Just search Cruise Radio Live. Special thanks to everyone at Carnival Public Relations, Vance, Jennifer, Joyce, all the folks over there. Also, Newman PR, Buck Banks, Julie Ellis. We couldn't have done it without you guys either. Broadcasting from New Orleans aboard Carnival Sunshine, I'm Doug Parker, and this is Cruise Radio.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.